Now, take a look around the city centre. You'll see plenty of tourists around, people who are visiting for enjoyment, people who are visiting for business as well. You only have to go to the Continental Market. But will we be drawing them in the years to come? Let me speak to a man who's keen that we do, Niall Gibbons. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. It's nice to talk to you again.
Niall, you're having a bit of a morning this morning. Is it down at the waterfront you are?
We're down at the Waterfront Hall. It looks fantastic, I have to say. We have over 200 members of the Tourism Ministry across Northern Ireland here today to hear about our marketing plans for 2017 and to reflect on a great year it's been in 2016.
And what are your plans? How are you going to draw more people towards this gem that is Northern Ireland?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're delighted that this year we're going to see more than 2 million people coming to Northern Ireland from overseas for the first time ever, spending over £500 million. And we're looking to grow that spend by 6% next year to £557 million, which will support 43,000 jobs across the province. It involves a marketing campaign across our four main market areas, Great Britain being the biggest, North America, mainland Europe and Australia and developing markets. So we'll be investing in each of those markets. They're all performing really well at the moment and we feel we've got good prospects in store for 2017.
And which one benefits, when I say which one, and I look north and I look south, which one benefits the most from Brexit, considering the confusion and the tourism pound, dollar, punt, whatever it's called now, euro, etc.?
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, no one knows yet what Brexit holds in store. What we do know is that the British take about 65 million trips abroad every year to all markets on their holidays. Oxford Economics, who are the experts in forecasting, predict that the number of British people travelling abroad next year may decline by 2.5%. Northern Ireland has the added advantage of being in the sterling zone. But the way currencies go, you never know. So what's really important is that we continue to inspire people to come. That's the key thing. People won't be coming on holidays just because of exchange rates. But certainly in the short term, the exchange rate does benefit Northern Ireland, and that will be of use. 2017 from Great Britain.
We certainly do have some gems like Titanic Belfast, arguably, and we can say this, the best tourist attraction in the world.
Well, absolutely, and we can certainly say that it's Europe's leading visitor attraction because it was voted by people around Europe. And by the way, the Titanic numbers this year are really, really strong. Overseas numbers to Titanic up 20%. But listen to some of these markets. United States visitors to Titanic so far this year up 49%. France is up 49%, Germany up 71%, and China up a whopping 69%. And we're also seeing that visitor attractions like the Giant's Causeway doing really well. Their overseas visitor numbers up 17% so far. And some key numbers are like Germany up 20%, China up 40%. And the Giant's Causeway, by the way, congratulations to them because they've won the British Travel Awards 2016. Second year in a row they've won the British Travel Award.
Yeah, and when you talk about travel awards, a lot of people coming to us by boat as well. People are keen to come across, whether it be with an international cruise or indeed on the likes of Stena Line. There are a lot of car passengers coming to visit Northern Ireland.
Very much so. I mean, while airlines carry the majority of passengers, sea access is really important. People coming by car tend to stay longer and spend more than someone coming by air. We have great relationships with all the sea carriers. We do joint campaigns with them, with Stena, P&O, etc. And there are three corridors, obviously, that serve us into the island of Ireland, but the Northern Corridor, very important from a Northern Ireland perspective, and very important to the Scottish market too, by the way, which is a big connection with Northern Ireland.
I suppose a day like today, with calm winter's day, everything looks good. It's not always that good here. Is selling Ireland, and in particular Northern Ireland, still a task, or is it an easy job for you now, Niall?
Well, look, it's a really competitive environment out there. I mean, the weather isn't an issue for us because the bottom line is that people aren't coming here for the weather. There are people that go on sun holidays and they don't compete with the likes of Spain. It's never easy because it's just so competitive. What we've seen around the world this year is that about 1.2 billion people will take trips, spending about $1.4 trillion. Business into Europe has been impacted by some of the atrocities that have happened in the likes of France, Belgium and Turkey. That's worked to Ireland's benefit and to Northern Ireland's benefit. We've seen European business up about 2% this year, but business to the island of Ireland up 12%.
It sounds positive. Let's hope it looks good through 17 into 18. Niall, good speaking to you. Have a good day at the waterfront. Thank you.
Nice to be on the show again. Thanks, Frank.
Niall Gibbons from Tourism Ireland.